In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the last day of school before the big Christmas break has arrived. And on this Monday, we have the feast day of Saint Thomas the Apostle. And Saint Thomas was one of those followers of Jesus who was very simple in his understanding and learning, but filled with sincere love and courage towards his dear master, Jesus. And of this, Saint Thomas gave a proof when Jesus was going up to the neighborhood of Jerusalem in order to raise Lazarus to life, and when the priests and Pharisees were scheming our Lord's death. The rest of the disciples tried to persuade Jesus not to go, saying, "Rabbi, the Jews but now sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?" But Saint Thomas said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." And how grateful and how enormously courageful was Saint Thomas, and how great is he in an example of heroic courage for Jesus. The apostles were mean and despiseful in the eyes of the world, neither supported by birth, riches, friends, learning, or abilities. And still, even if they did not possess all these advantages on which men here set so great price, these apostles and followers of Jesus were chosen by Christ, made his friends, decorated with his graces and holy charity, and exalted to the dignity of spiritual princes of his kingdom and judges of the world. The true beggars are those who so eagerly run after the goods of this life and who give their heart to be attached to them. Worldly pleasures, riches, or honors, if they become the object of our love, they are, as it were, chains which fasten us to earth and hinder us of reaching to heaven. We need, whenever we lock our worldly possessions, including things we so much want for Christmas, see them only as useful as much as they can help us to go to heaven, or at least do not stop or slow down our journey towards there. It is for this reason many saints wanted to live in perfect poverty, free from all worldly possession, so that they would be free to live and suffer all for their dear Savior, Jesus. I'll tell you a story about this, how poverty and humility can lead us to heaven. There was once a king's son who went out into the world, and he was full of thought and he was sad. He looked at the sky, which was so beautifully pure and blue. Then he sighed and said, "How well must all be with those up there in heaven." Then he happened to see a poor gray-haired man who was coming along the road towards him, and he spoke to him and asked, "How can he get to heaven?" The man answered, "By poverty and humility. Put on my ragged clothes, wander about the world for 7 years, and get to know what misery is. Take no money, but if you are hungry, ask compassionate hearts for a bit of bread. In this way, you will reach heaven." Then the king's son took off his magnificent coat and wore in its place the beggar's garment, went out into the wide world, and suffered great misery. He took nothing but a little food, said nothing, but prayed to the Lord to take him into his heaven. When the 7 years were over, he returned to his father's palace, but no one recognized him. He said to the servants, "Go and tell my parents that I have come back again." But the servants did not believe it, and laughed and left him standing there. Then he said, "Go and tell it to my brothers, that they may come down, for I should so like to see them again." But the servants would not do that either, But at last one of them went and told it to the king's children, but these did not believe it and did not trouble themselves about it. Then the king's son, who was now a beggar, wrote a letter to his mother and described to her all his misery, but he did not say that he was her son. So out of pity, the queen had a place under the stairs assigned to him, and food taken to him daily by two servants. But one of them was evil and said, "Why should the beggar have the good food?" So he kept it for himself, or gave it to the dogs, and took the weak, emaciated beggar nothing but water. But the other servant was honest, and took the beggar what was sent to him. It was little, but he could live on it for a while, and all the time he was quite patient, but he grew continually weaker. As his illness increased, he desired to receive the last sacraments. When the daily Mass was being celebrated, all the bells in the town and neighborhood began to ring by themselves. After Mass, the priest went to the poor man under the stairs, and there he lay dead. In one hand he had a rose, in the other a lily, and beside him was a paper on which was written his story. When he was buried, a rose grew on one side of his grave and lily on the other, as a sign that it is poverty and humility which lead one to heaven, and not the riches or pleasures. Remember this on this Christmas, children, that you can receive the richest and best of the presents of the holiday, but poverty and humility are more beautiful and precious than any of those, because they were the ones who adorned Jesus and all his saints. Have a merry and blessed Christmas, children, and God bless you. In the name of the Father.